Is it on air? Music presents Long Player.
We've got Reem, aka Amir, in the studio. Hey.
Hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Nice to finally interview you because we've known each other for a little while, but I don't think we've had a proper on-air interview.
This is a proper hangout, me and Jess.
Yeah. Oh my god. And the listeners get to join in.
Yeah.
Cute. But we're talking about Kashari, the EP that you released. How many of a month, almost a month ago, was it?
20, towards the end of December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little Christmas, pre-Christmas thing, eh?
I guess, yeah.
Perfect. Why the name Kashari? What does that mean?
Kushari.
Kushari, sorry.
No, that's okay. Kushari is an Egyptian meal, cuisine. It's a dish that's pretty much got everything that you would want. So it's got lentils, pasta, crispy vermicelli bits, this really, really intense tomato sauce that's got all these herbs in it, and then you've got fried onion, you've got chickpeas.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
But it seems like the whole EP seems a bit food themed. Is food a significant thing for you?
Yeah. So the whole EP, the content of the EP is quite destructive, I guess you could say, and food really helped me get out of that state, and so I put those two together to make sense to me in my mind.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Food is a beautiful thing, and it's real social too. I feel like it brings people together.
It brings people together, and it's interactive, and it's also something that I like to do to just not think about anything else and just think about chopping onions or doing one thing at a time.
And just try not to cut yourself.
Mm.
Let's talk about the first track, Rotten. Mm-hmm. This was one of the first singles that was released before you fully released the EP. Mm-hmm. What is this track about?
I wrote Rotten was a song that I wanted to write to express my frustration about sexual abuse. And so the whole kind of topic is about sexual abuse, but then inside of that is my experience with it. And yeah, I guess if I could sit and tell you about what each kind of verse means, it would take me ages because it's not really something that I can explain into words. It's more of a feeling and how it made me feel at the time. So I think it makes more sense to me in my mind because it's a feeling that I identify with.
Let's listen to Rotten by Mia.
I put in for the ones who just don't give a fuck. As he lowered his touch, I just flick out my Swiss. I said, yes, baby. I persist to cut off those fingers that you use when you didn't give a fuck. I'm a product of the twisted. Something must be missing when the shit is just consistent. This shit got me going so ballistic. It's something about this motherfucking system. But don't get me started on my sister. I just wanna make sense, maybe make sex shady. But I've been feeling kinda flaky lately. I'm a different color, baby. Getting wavy, getting wavy, getting wavy. Tell me how I got this fucking crazy. Maybe I'm just being. But it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. It's okay. I keep telling myself it's okay. Telling my it's okay, it's okay, but it's not. Feeling in my pocket. I got a note from my dad that says, hey, darling, how you doing? Where you been? I lost my wallet. Can you put your life on hold? I really need this buy it, but I've been fucking sleeping, waking up in the same attire, bitch. I said, no, this time I'm tired. Notice how my eyes red. Notice how I'm thinking about my life fed. Notice how my head turned to the side. I'm gonna. But it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. I keep telling myself it's okay. It's okay, it's okay, but it's not.
That was Roshan by Mia. A very powerful track that really hits, I know, hits hard.
It's hard. I feel,
yeah. The next track is Spring Onion, another ingredient, another delicious accompaniment.
Mm-hmm.
What is that track about?
That track was about my journey through mental illness and what I thought at that time, what I thought being crazy was, I guess. It was like as if I became depressed, I was PTSD, and I am borderline, which was a very, very toxic way to think about it, because I am not any of these things. I just happen to have some difficulty with some things, and I need to get better at it. Spring Onion was about me kind of taking on the identity of I am crazy, and everything is hard, and I can't do anything, and everything's shit, and yeah. That's pretty much it.
Spring Onion by Mia.
Ever thought when you say mental, why you falling for these gentle hands? Feeling sad by the mental plans, cause it's high up and I can never reach. Having trouble when I have to speak, I call the shot. I see it in the corner of my eye. I see you looking like a guy. Caught up with some shit, I gotta rush. I feel you, but I really got some shit, I gotta run. Cause I ain't having fun, bitch. Go and say what's up.
Go and say what's up.
Just cause I be on the run, shit, I'll always be a slum. Cause that's where I belong. Just cause I got something always going on. Just cause I got something always going on. In my brain. Magic. Life is magic. But my mama said he planned it. I told her you would never understand if I show you how I am. My position, it's so crazy how I am. I feel the dirt, man, I gotta button up my shirt. I'm falling when they up and leave me hurt. And now I'm tripping cause my doctor said I gotta do the work. Fuck. Shit. Sick of these lies and this nighttime shit. Be there at the right time, shit. Calling all the white guys, bitch, but you just another white ass snitch. And you taking all the limelight. I got all the right ass bits. Don't you think I'm just another lady in my low class?
Low class ish.
No.
That was Spring Onion by Mia. The next track is Mango, and this one was produced by Madison.
Yeah.
AKA Peach Milk.
Oh, no, no,
right?
No.
No?
It was, the beat was made by Liam.
Ah.
And Madison recorded it and mixed and mastered it.
Oh, yes, yes, there's a difference. So what is Mango about?
we're going there. All right. Mango is about my dad, aka Father of Doom. It is a really, really funny word on play about how my dad has these little things that he does that really piss me off. One of them is like making coffee every morning and putting his cup of coffee on the table and making like a coffee stain. And that shit used to really annoy me. It's like, why don't you use a coaster? So that song was about mainly me just in like a cartoony kind of way talking about how my dad annoys me and how it doesn't really get to me. Yeah.
Coffee stains are pretty hard to get out, aren't they?
Sometimes? Oh man, it's just like, you know, it's just like what's that guy named from Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Oh God, I don't know.
Larry David. There was this one episode where he just kept going around to everyone. He's like, don't you respect wood? Anyways, that's Mango.
Let's listen to it. Mango.
Something on my mind telling me that these lies you are making, selling me ultimatums, asking me about my motives. So bored of your shit, so I'm out conquering. Had to put you in your place so they could see that this monstrous face is as fake can be. I've tasted it.
some basic shit. Now it's over and I think I'm gonna make it. It's gonna take some time, but at least I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna show you that you didn't break me. And even though you did, I'm gonna take that shit back together and keep moving like that kid in those movies. With that happy ending, I think now I'll stop pretending. Now I'll dip my feet in far deep end, cause it's not that cold in the deep end. Part 2. Breaking up. Fake it till I make it, but I'm not giving a fuck. So what? Comfortable conversations passing through countless lately. I got my vape in my navy jacket. I swear I had it. I swear I'm not lying. I'm really maverick. You think you have it? You too much. You stupid cousin heaven. But I'm a bad bitch. Don't forget it. I got my mad hat and my toothpick. I've gotten bad at choosing foolish. At, where my dad at? While I'm locked in the bedroom acting stupid. You made me look so stupid.
So stupid.
But there's a spark and I'll grab it. I'll make my mark with no bad habits. Open wounds, you can't even stab it. But you missing cause you aiming for the madness. Like that woman name was Angus.
The next track is Dolma. Can you tell me a bit about that track?
About that track or Dolma?
Dolma.
Dolma is a grapevine leaf that you put rice in and onion and herbs and stuff, and you roll it up and you put it in a big pot and you put some water and some and lots and lots and lots of lemon and you cook that shit. Can I say shit?
Yeah.
You cook that shit and you just wait for it to like get ready and you eat it and it's like heaven.
I've never tried any. But you make it sound very delicious.
It's so delicious. And the actual process is very, well, to me, very sensual. And so Dolma, the actual song, is about my sensual side, I guess, and about how I feel powerful and I don't really take any shit from males. And just anyone who thinks that they can put me down. Yeah.
Amen to that. This is Dolma.
Am I right? Yeah. Supposed to make it rain on you, baby. No, cause now I've been naked on your mind lately. I know it. Come down over here, my shit, baby. Don't get it twisted. I'm wearing the pants, the suit, the shirt that you left here. Get it right, can you hear it? Sound of my voice in your head, tell you listen. So don't it sound crazy, don't let me go. I'm going insane. For real though, bumping and grinding, I'm bumping and grinding. I'm losing my mind, all I'm doing is bumping and grinding. My keef, grinding my teeth, yeah, high on relief. Yeah, this sickness got my mind just fighting with beats. I'm tired of these. Masturbation might fly and release. I'm flying with ease, yeah. Do you wanna see? Yeah, that shit that to me, no. So, fuck it, just stop. Focus on yourself, I'm going up top. It's different from you, it's why we go through. You're potent enough. Your passive aggression is hurting my health. Your fashion and shitty, you sense to yourself. I am so confident, I ain't go far for it. But can you go far from it? Please. Oh, we gon' keep falling in. I wanna move on, be cool and be strong. But you are involved again. But it's not like you bothering, no. Keep calling, keep hollering, yeah. Yeah. It made me sound vulnerable. But I'm cool if you cool with it. Yeah. Wanna spend our lives together forever. I know it was sticky, but we could keep going together forever. I knew it. But you took a different route. Hanging with different groups. Smoking and drinking, smoking and drinking. That's all we seem to do. Smoking and drinking, smoking and drinking. Yo. I've been on it a lot. Calling, I'm falling, I'm losing the plot. But you play with my heart. You blaming on my shit, you play with my heart. Right from the start, I wasn't into it, you were so into me. Right from the start, I
wasn't into you, you were so into me. Right from the start.
Christmas is done. New Year's was a blast. That's fun over for the next 12 months.
Laneway.
Better get settled back into the old 9-to-5 drudgery.
Laneway.
Shush! I'm trying to despair over here.
Laneway. Laneway's coming up. Laneway!
Laneway!
Summer isn't over yet. Laneway is almost here. With Slowdive, the internet, Aldous Harding, Bad Bad Not Good, and so much more you don't want to miss out. Laneway 2018, January 29th at the Albert Park Precinct. For more info, head to lanewayfestival.co.nz.
It's music.
Give the drummer some of this funky soul we got, yeah.
We played it first.
Where's that?
I got two
turntables and a microphone. 95 BFM, the original originator. Broadcast to the world and podcast to your device on 95bfm.com.
Before the break, you heard Dolma by Mia. And we're now we're moving on to the fifth and second to last track, Dirt, all capitals. What's that one about?
Dirt is about the aftermath of Dolma, I guess. They're both similar and they kind of go together. So Dolma was quite essential and vulnerable, whereas Dirt is getting back up from the dirt, I guess you could say. And it is, I've always wanted to do like a trap kind of song. And Ruben, I hit up Ruben because I'm really into Totems and I'm a fan of his work. And I asked him to make me a beat that was like just trap, and I just wanted to feel, I don't know, strong, and I wanted to be angry in this song. Even though I'm sort of angry in a lot of my songs, but I wanted to have an anthem for it, you know, and Dirt is that bad bitch anthem, I guess, for myself. It's quite grimy, yeah.
Dirt by Mia.
Misfit on the mic, like miss this on the night, what, like what? Looking at me, looking at what, bitch, tell me what you want. Run your mouth some more, you can do when you feel like, walk that talk. On my ass like, man, don't trip, borderline bitch, all the time shit, fuck. Lower your shit, lower your touch, I'm looking and screaming, not giving a fuck. Not doing enough, stuck in a rut, but I'm owning the bar, yeah. Dream like steak, so bitch, stop hating, crazy, always crazy. Lately, complex issues got me wavy, fake it till I motherfucking make it. Get faded. Looking at me, are you looking at me? Get in line, I got more bitches to feed. Moving out with my own 2 feet. ASB, sitting on your chair, cut a money that's 6 feet deep. You know who I am, no. Seeming a little bit basic, but then shit. Fucking my shit up in there. Patience to get in my man. Move to the side, can you decide? I move to the side, beast. You hearing my name, you hearing my name like freak, freak. Step back and go sleep, wake up and then eat and repeat. Slow when you speak, you breaking my heart. Get gone, don't come back. Forget our dreams, take your clothes, don't come back. Yeah. Get gone, baby, don't come back. Don't come back. Get gone, don't come back. Forget our dreams, take your clothes, don't come back. Get gone, baby, don't come back. Don't come back. Get gone, baby, don't come back. Get gone, baby, don't come back. Get gone, baby, don't come back. Get gone, get, don't come back. Get gone, baby, don't come back. Get gone, baby, don't come back. Don't come back.
I can't sit. Got me fuming the smoke like a candle lit. Breathing slow. Ask me questions like, are you coming? I say close. You make my blood boil. I can't stand to be around you. You make my blood boil. I can't stand to be around you. No. Sweat off all yours when I'm on it. I get on top like a bonnet. Down for the beef cause I'm honest. Get more cause I'm on it. It's my business, so don't forget it. Get wrong, get off sex, get off me, sheets all wet. Get gone, don't come back. Get gone, don't come back. It's my business, so don't forget it. Get it wrong, get off sex, get off me, sheets all wet. Get gone, don't come back. Get gone, don't come back.
That was Dirt by Mia. And before we move on to the last track, which is Pomegranate, I just want to say, Reem, you've been a huge inspiration for me.
Thank you.
For someone coming into the music scene. And it's been great talking to you.
It's been great talking.
We'll talk about the last track, which is Pomegranate.
Mm-hmm.
Also one of my favourite foods. I only just found out that you can eat the seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I was a little kid eating around the seeds and just like...
throwing them out.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just the little jelly things, but... silly me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Eat the whole thing. I grew up eating pomegranate. It was like the thing that I can remember when I think about my childhood, just like cutting it in half and getting a spoon and just like literally just eating it on its own like that. And I did mention this in my interview before, but I do want to mention it again because I really like this saying. It's like a Middle Eastern saying, and it's about pomegranate. And it's like when you eat just any kind of food, the food that enters your body kind of like asks the body, like, am I welcome here? And the body will respond like, yes. But when you eat pomegranate, because of how potent and how strong it is, the body welcomes it when you eat it instead. So.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. So I named this pomegranate because of, again, just how powerful it makes me feel. And it was also a time where I stopped writing for a while after Dirt, and then Pomegranate just came out of nowhere when Liam sent me this beat, and I was like, yep, I think I want this to be like, you know, the big summer kind of jam song. So I'm going to chuck it on my EP, and that will be the last song.
And it is the last song.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's been a real pleasure.
Have a nice day.
Oh, you're playing some shows soon, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I'm playing on the 3rd of Feb at Wine Cellar with him, Daisy and Dave Weir, I think. And I'm playing support for Dimmer on the 9th of Feb at King's Arms. So that should be fun.
Mean. 3rd of February is also my birthday. Aquarius.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is Pomegranate by Mia.
Yeah, been at the scene for a minute, but now I'm back serving bitches cheese for dinner, choking on my spinach. Sick beats got me feeling like Swiss beats at the party, chilling, getting swifty. Everybody at the party swinging. Hold up, take a breath, act yourself, better show up. Pigs got me pulled up, hands on my shoulder. I'm a better roller, I'm better when I'm closer. On your wall, I be looking like a poster. I'ma tell you slower. Eat me like a soldier, baby. Treat me like a roller, or I might have to move on. Over, yeah, it's over. Must believe I'm a mess when you see all of these demons in my chest. Freak like effect, die with the best, and my enemies gonna see what this beast like. Yes, hey, if you don't wanna talk, better ask. I'm the one you wanna call back. Last, oh yeah.
front in your face like taste my hair, taste my beer, yeah. You know why? Cause you messing with a bad bitch. 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 Yeah.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.